Praise God, good morning. It is in the house of God. Let's kindly open our Bible in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation to be known unto men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us now pray to our God. Yes, O Lord God, we praise you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We adore your name, we magnify your name, Lord. Let us now give thanks to God for all the wonders and miracles and blessings that bestow upon us. Amen. Lord, we thank you, O God, for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, all the answered prayers, Lord, for salvations, for forgiveness of our sins, for the whole week, Lord. You sustain us for the good health and strength, O God, for the good weather, Lord, that we have now, Lord. Thank you, O God, for gathering once again with our brethren to praise you and worship you, O God. O God, unending thanksgiving and praising unto you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins, renounce it, and once again commit our lives to God. Lord, forgive us our iniquities. Change us, O God, and cleanse us, O Lord, with the blood of Jesus to come again in your presence with a pure heart. Help us, O God, by Holy Spirit to search us and convict our hearts to repent, for us to be holy and righteous in your sight. Lord, have mercy on us. Blot out our transgression by your grace and mercy upon us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our petition, personal petition and request unto God. In his word, he said, come to me, all you who worry and burden, and I will give you rest. Let food and God's hands our burden, for is only one who can resolve our problems, trials and difficulties in our lives as we humble down ourselves before him. Amen. Lord, hear our prayers, O God. Hear the prayers of my brethren, O God, to continue to help us to persevere and suffer for your name's sake, O God, until you came and take us in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family, for parents, husbands, wives, children, and siblings. Lord, we thank you for the family of us that enable us to walk in your presence. Thank you, Lord, to put in our hearts, in every family, to obey you and to listen to your word. Lord, we pray to always guide them, lead them in the works of yours to fulfill and done the plans that you've given unto them. We pray, Lord, to sustain and provide their needs, protect them and use them mightily to be good example to the people around us, to live a pleasant life for you, O God. We pray, Lord, for our parents, provide all their needs, give them good health, strength, good stamina for their old, O God. Help them, Lord, we pray for their salvation. Move mightily in their lives that they will come out from their old belief and accept the truth of your word. We pray for every husband, O God, to anoint them being the head of the family, to lead their family to the way of life that you ordain. Give them wisdom and zealousness to implement discipline to their families. Lord, we pray for the wives, protect them. Give them good health, energy of the body to supervise the needs of her families, to serve their husband by submitting to them in a godly way, to help their husband and raise their children in the fears of yours, that they have one mind, one accord to teach your children. And we pray for children, Lord, protect them from the works of the devil, by the social media, to corrupt their minds and attitudes, put in their hearts, O God.
Yes.
To fear you, Lord, to read your word daily, to listen to their godly parents, to encounter you in their life and guide them as they grow, O God, and build their hearts the desire to put God first in their lives, O God. Lord, we trust you, Lord, that we, as we parents commit our life to serve you and discipline them, you will move in their lives to be a servant of yours in the future and even this time, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we thank you for the job of us given unto us to sustain us. We pray, Lord, for the prosperity of our company, for us to be prospered and blessed by you. Lord, we pray for the justice to our company who are corrupted by their greediness. Reveal yourself to them, for they repent and fear you. We pray for your people to continue to be diligent and submissive to our boss, to our superiors, even they are not just to us, Lord, but because you are our master, that we are working with you, and you are the one who reward us and bless us. And that way, O God, help us to see by our colleagues and the people around us that you are our true God. And Savior, and entice to know you and obey you, O God. We pray, help us, our brethren who are jobless, provide, Lord, and enable them and deal and lead them to the company that you pray, that you prepared for them. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we pray for them. Hear their prayer. Provide, sustain them. Protect them, O God. Encourage them through your word and increase their faith to continue in the narrow gate that you ordained to us to pass through. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, friends, relatives, colleagues, to be saved. Lord, we pray for their salvation. Pour your mercy and grace upon them. Open their hearts and mind. Convict them to repent of their sins, O God. And start to obey and follow when they hear your voice and your word. Let us now pray for this country, UAE, for the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, Malawi, Brazil, Australia, Armenia, America, Philippines, Sierra Leone. Pray for the favor of God to provide all the logistic needs, offices, documentation needed. Lord, we pray for this country to brought us here to know you and serve you. Thank you, O God, for all your churches as the vessels of your word, for the people will know the truth of your word. We pray, Lord, protect your church. Provide all their needs. Anoint them to speak boldly of your word. Anoint them, Lord, by giving advice and counseling to the people to come to seek you. Bless them and have favor that your church will be exalted and known by the preaching of your word to teach the people how to live in righteousness and holiness. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church. Lord, we thank you for all the committed workers of yours to continue to do their ministry to grow and extend of you by their families. We pray, Lord, for the bless the farming ministry, church banking, translation, website, watchman ministry, church clinic, that through the ministry, may people will have water baptized, convert their faith, more reaching up new people, building cities and districts and villages. We pray more Bible studies to be planted and more congregations for your church. Lord, help us, for your only one we have, for these things to be possible in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint our service today our prayer, our giving, our song to sing to you, O God. That your word will help us to understand and put into practice in our lives to be a true servant of yours. We pull us once again, your Holy Spirit, O God. Have mercy on us. Hear us, O God. Be with us, O Lord God, that your name will be glorified in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now rise up and worship the Lord.
Above all, O Lord, as we come to worship, we present our bodies as living sacrifice in your presence. O Lord God, be with us. Bless us today. May our offering will be a pleasing aroma to you, the worship, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to you, O God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Things you helped us do, you gave us.
Let us now collect our tithes in offering and first fruits to God. Can we open our Bible in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and for you out a blessing that there shall no room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer to your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of their ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you for all the blessings in every way you bestow upon us. Lord, bless my brethren. to faithfully give your tithes and give their tithes in offering and first fruit unto you. Open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in their lives. Give them wisdom, Lord, how to handle their finances wisely and everything that you entrusted to them. For your name, O glorified. Lord, bless this money and use it to reach the lost, help the poor and the needy. Thank you, Lord. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 12, The Difference Between True and False Worshippers. Open your Bibles in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 18 to 24. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 18 to 24, and I'm reading in King James Version. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naioth. And it was told Saul, saying, Behold, David is at Naioth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as anointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Seco. And he asked and said, Where are Samuel and David? And one said, Behold, they be at Ramah, at Naioth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naioth in Ramah. And the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naioth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets? May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the reading of your word, O God. Lord, we pray, enlighten our minds as we meditate and listen to your message, O God, today. Your name be lifted up and adored, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we know, after David was anointed by God to be a king over Israel, he faced persecution from Saul, who even threatened his life, and he was working out to execute him to finish his life, to keep him away from the throne. David is facing the threats. He did not go to Bethlehem to his relatives or to his friends or to any city in Israel, but he ran straight to Samuel and told him all that Saul had done to him. He did that because Samuel was the man that anointed him and had given him assurance of the crown. And in flying to Samuel, David made God his refuge, trusting in the shadow of his wings. Most likely, David thought, with Samuel as a prophet who receives direction and instruction from God, then himself can receive the same privileges from God. With Samuel, there was a college of prophets with whom David might join in praising God. And with the pleasure of this exercise would be the greatest relief imaginable to David in his present distress. David was dissatisfied in the court of Saul. Therefore, he went to Samuel's church. Worshipping God among the saints is the most comfortable place when you find yourself cannot manage life. And when persecution breaks out against you as you live your life to serve the Lord. David chose to worship God. Not only that, but David chose to whom he will go to worship God. He went to Samuel for the following reasons. Letter A. Samuel was the one who declared to him the will of God in his life and defined to him his service and ministerial duties. God called you to worship him with people who will help you and declare to you God's will and God's plan in your life. Letter B. Samuel was a person with pure heart and clean intention. He was a person who feared God. He had no politics or manipulations. He was not using the ministry for making living or for personal motive and desire. Samuel was serving and not expecting to receive privileges from the people. God called you to serve him among people who fear him and have clean heart and pure motive in serving the Lord. Letter C. Samuel was a keen person who kept God with him. David knew that when he will go to Samuel, there he will receive the counsel and instruction about the purpose of God in his life. As we have read, when David went there, God did not block his enemy from reaching the place, but he changed the circumstances. That even when they came to harm him, they left the place without achieving their purpose. God called you to serve him with people whom you know that they are keen to keep God with them. People who are keen and has noble heart and purpose in serving God, there you will find yourself in God's presence, counsel, and protection. After Saul came to know where David is by some of his spies, he sent officers to seize him. When they did not bring him, he sent more. When they returned not, he sent the third time. And hearing no news of this from them, he went himself. Saul was impatient, in thirst, and was restless after David's blood. Saul did not perceive that David was under the special protection of heaven. Saul laid aside all public business to help David. It was below the king to go himself on such a task as this, but being a persecutor, he stepped into mean thing to gratify his malice. But how was David delivered? Now he was like a lamb that ready to fall into the mouth of the lions. David was delivered as a lamb, not by slaying the lion, nor as Elijah was delivered, by consuming the messengers with fire from heaven, as written in 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, but by turning the lions into lambs. When the messengers came into the congregation where David was among the prophets with Samuel, the Spirit of God came upon them, and they prophesied. That is why they joined with the rest in praising God. Instead of seizing David, they themselves resisted. And thus God secured David. For either they were put into such a joy by the spirit of prophecy that they could not think of anything else and so forgot their duty and never minded David. Or they were by it put for the present into so good a frame that we could not entertain the thought of doing so bad thing against David. God put an honor upon the sons of the prophets and communion of saints, and showed how he can, when he pleases, strike an awe upon the worst of men by the tokens of his presence in the assemblies of the faithful, and force them to acknowledge that God is with them of a truth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 24 and 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 24 and 25. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. To what had happened in that meeting at Naioth, God magnified his power over the spirits of men. God, who made the heart and thank and manage both to serve his own purposes. Balaam prophesied the happiness of Israel, whom he would have cursed, and might be these messengers that Saul sent prophesied the advancement of David to the throne of Israel. Saul himself was likewise seized with the spirit of prophecy before he came to the place. Saul was turned into a prophet. Even Saul had no sooner come within Naioth, but he already started to prophesy, as his messengers did. He stripped off his royal robe because they were either too fine or too heavy for this service, and fell into a trance, as it should seem, or into rapture, which continued all that day and night. The saints at Damascus were delivered from the reach of the New Testament. Saul, by a chance done on his spirit, to what happened to Saul, the king of Israel, was something amazing, and only for one day. But what had happened to Saul of Tarsus was sanctifying and forever. In pertain to that meeting at Naioth, the following saying was made about Saul. Is Saul among the prophets? Saul was rejected of God, and although he was actuated and set in motion and triggered by an evil spirit, yet in that meeting he was controlled by the Holy Spirit, and he was among the prophets. In the same way, many have great gift and yet no grace. They prophesy in Christ's name and yet are disowned by him. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 to 23. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Returning back to Saul and his messengers, he sent, they all prophesied under the control of the Holy Spirit. But as we know, they were not true follower of God. They prophesied, but they were evildoers, because they were seeking to destroy the true children of God. They were false prophets, evildoers, and their lives not changed. The following are possible causes why Jesus rejects such ministers or prophets. Number one, they use the ministry as source of living. The messengers that Saul sent to arrest David, they were on duty. And that was their source of living. Number two, they used the ministry as a source of joy and comfort. The soldiers, when they were inside the meeting of the prophets, they forgot their evil purpose and the evil person who sent them to harm David. Many, when they are in church meetings, they are angels, but outside the meeting, they are different people. Their minds pregnant with evil thoughts. They are murderer of the truth. They might be thieves, immoral, or liars they are. Nowadays, church meetings are full of musical instruments, and many they feel good when they hear the music and might forget for a while who they are. But once they leave the meeting, they will be back to what they are. Number three, they might be having self-righteousness, or they are not aware that what they are doing is evil. The messengers of Saul might not come to their mind that what they are doing was a bad thing. Many who do not read the Bible or who do not look intently into the law that gives freedom, they will not be aware that what they are doing is sin. Number four, they are motivated by envy, jealousy, boasting, and showing off. Out of jealousy, Saul wanted to finish David's life. Many deserve God out of jealousy and competition, boasting or showing off. Paul said about such ministers and ministries the following in Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18. Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18. Some ended preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bands, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and either end do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. They preach the gospel, but they are rejected by God unless they will repent. Number five, they are restless and bent to do evil. Saul was impatient, in thirst, and was restless after David's blood. Many false prophets, they are restless and hungry to achieve wrong things. They go down to do mean thing in the ministry of God to achieve their purpose. In addition to the above discussion, Jesus gave further guidelines to fulfill God's calling requirements in your life, and as the following in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You need to begin in your life to endure suffering for Christ. False prophets, they live their lives for pleasure and leisure, and are unwilling to suffer. Letter B. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorn or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast out and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. False prophets are recognized by their fruit that come out of their lifestyle and ministry, and not with what they say. Jesus said, by their fruit ye shall know them. Letter C. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. You ought to persevere in living to achieve the will of God. False prophets are not willing to abide with God's will. My dear and beloved, meditate on the message and consider each and every point, and see if you are a true prophet of Jesus who lives your life with clean motives and pure heart to achieve the will of God. If not, then you need to repent and apply the scripture in your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to reach you and search your heart to reveal the truth to you, so you will be aware of what is going on in your life. Ask yourself, what is the purpose and what is the motive of your heart toward all what you are doing? Let us all rise up, let us all stand, and let's pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, to give eternal life. Lord, thank you for your clear word to me. Repent. Repent from the sins of jealousy, envy, anger, wrong motive, greed, love of money, worldliness, malice, slandering, betraying, fight, lies, rebelliousness, boasting, showing off, hatred, revenge, non-forgiveness, etc. Lord, I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to apply the principles that I learned from this message in my life and ministry to be a true prophet of yours, to live and to declare your will in my life and in the life of the people under my care. Lord, sustain me, uphold me with your grace, and provide me my needs to achieve your will. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who repented from their sins and committed themselves to follow your ways. Lord, sustain them, protect them, and provide for them so they will continue to serve you with a pure heart and a clean hand. Lord, use them as instruments of righteousness for your name's sake, and to bring the fruit that you desire from their lives.
Praise.
Lord, bless your church. Lord, we trust you that you will protect us from all evil, that you will fill us with the Holy Spirit so we can continue to serve you and do the very work of yours. Lord, lead us to evangelize, to reach the lost, and to bring them to you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us away from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.